Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 51, 9 to 16. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 51, the verses 9 to 16. Wake up, Lord, and help us. Use your part and save us. Use it as you did in ancient times. It was you that cut the sea monster Rahab to pieces. It was you also who dried up the sea and made a path through the water so that those you were saving could cross. Those whom you have rescued will reach Jerusalem with gladness, singing and shouting for joy. They will be happy forever, forever free from sorrow and grief. The Lord says, I am the one who strengthens you. Why should you fear mortals who are no more enduring than grass? Have you forgotten the Lord who made you, who stretched out the heavens and laid the earth's foundations? Why should you live in constant fear of the fury of those who oppress you, of those who are ready to destroy you? Their fury can no longer touch you. Those who are prisoners will soon be set free. They will live a long life and have all the food they need. I am the Lord your God. I stir up the sea and make its waves roar. My name is the Lord Almighty. I stretched out the heavens and laid the earth's foundations. I say to Jerusalem, you are my people. I have given you my teaching and I protect you with my hand. My theme for reflection is when God seems silent, faith in the waiting. When God seems silent, faith in the waiting. There is a story of a young girl who planted a seed in her backyard. Every morning she would rush outside expecting to see a sprout, but the soil remained bare day after day. Frustrated, she began to dig it up, thinking something must be wrong. Her grandmother stopped her and said, "You must trust the seed. It may be hidden now, but something is happening beneath the surface. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not growing." This is the cry of Isaiah 51, 9 to 16. The Israelites, exiled and weary, are staring at the barren soil of their suffering and asking, God, where are you? Why haven't you acted? They call upon God to wake up, to rise up as he did in the past, to display his power against their oppressors as he once did against Egypt. They know he is capable. So why is he waiting? This is a question that echoes through history. In every era, in every nation, there have been those who have stood in the ashes of war, oppression, and injustice and whispered, "How long, O Lord?" We hear it in the ghettos of the Holocaust, in the fields of genocide, in refuge camps filled with the forgotten. We feel it in our own lives, in the personal exiles of grief, disappointment and unanswered prayers. Like the Israelites, we want to shake heaven and demand, God, wake up. But then in verses 12 to 16, God answers, and it is not the response they expected. Instead of immediately ending their suffering, he redirects their focus. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear man who dies and have forgotten the Lord your Maker? In other words, your eyes are fixed on your pain, but they should be fixed on me. This is the great challenge of faith, not just believing in God's power, but trusting his timing. The Israelites feared their oppressors because their circumstances seemed more real than God's promises. They forgot that Egypt once seemed invincible, yet God shattered its might. They forgot that he had already made a way through the sea, already brought life where there was none, and we too forget. We see corrupt leaders rise, wars rage, economies crumble, and we wonder if God has fallen asleep. But Isaiah reminds us that God is at work even when we cannot see it. C.S. Lewis once wrote, and I quote, "I know now, Lord, why you utter no answer. You yourself are the answer." This is the heart of Isaiah's message. God's greatest gift is not just an escape from suffering, but his presence within it. He reminds his people that he stretched out the heavens, laid the foundations of the earth, and put his words in their mouths. They are not forgotten, they are not forsaken, and neither are we. Still, faith is not easy in the waiting. Like the Israelites, we wrestle with doubt and hope at the same time. We long for justice, but we must trust that God's justice is coming in his perfect time. We ache for deliverance, but we must believe that his redemption is already at work beneath the surface. The waiting is painful, but the seed is growing. So what does this mean for us today? My dear friends, it means we do not lose heart. When injustice seems unchecked, we remember that no empire outlasts God's kingdom. When suffering feels endless, we cling to the one who holds eternity in his hands. And when God seems silent, we hold fast to his promise. "I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand." The same God who delivered Israel, raised Christ from the dead, and turned mourning into dancing is still writing the story. The night may be long, but dawn is coming. There are two questions for reflection. One, when have you felt like God was silent in your life, and how did you wrestle with that feeling? Two, how can you shift your focus from fear to faith, trusting that God is at work even when you cannot see it? Lord, we cry out to you in our waiting. When we cannot see your hand, help us trust your heart. When fear grips us, remind us of your power. When we feel abandoned, reassure us that we are held in the shadow of your hand. Strengthen our faith so that even in silence we may believe, and even in darkness we may hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.